I again wish all of you a happy Easter. I wish all the best for you and those whom you love, wherever those whom you love live, however they live their faith. We pray for all of them as we begin this Easter season. We had a full house last night for our little over two-hour vigil. Father Ani and I had the Mass with our deacons, and we baptized five. I baptized five last night. I brought in five into the church. I confirmed seven, and we had 15 First Communions. So the life of the Easter season is always reflected in the life of that liturgy. Our Lord, who founded the church, who established the church, continues to call people into the church. Our Lord is faithful in calling, as he's faithful in calling all of you. I'm glad we're at the early Mass today. We have a stocked food pantry, but there's not enough food for all of us for too many days. I'll try and be quick to get you out of here. You saw the Facebook post where, you know, there are supply chain issues, and it's announced that our January and February snow has finally arrived, right? So we're grateful for all of that. Our gospel today began by saying, on the first day of the week, early in the morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb. We're here on the first day of the week, early in the morning, while it's still kind of dark, to recognize that empty tomb. All four gospels mention an empty tomb. They have no description about how it became empty. There's no explanation. We just know that it's empty. We need to remember that the story of Easter Sunday morning is that we have an empty tomb. The story of Easter morning is that there is no concrete proof that Jesus is alive. We just have an empty tomb. The women, the Bible tells us, fled. They were bewildered. They trembled, one of the gospel tells us. The emotion of that first Easter Sunday morning is emotion not of peace and joy. It's emotion of confusion, uncertainty, a little bit of fear. They were hiding. But in due time, we're about to begin to hear my favorite stories from the gospel. And those are the stories where we begin to receive concrete evidence that Jesus is alive. He will appear. He will show them his wounds. He will eat fish. And the Holy Spirit will then rekindle the church. Because on Good Friday, it basically ended. Some of the apostles went back to their fishing. They were hiding. The empty tomb leads us to our Lord's appearing, which will lead us to why we're here today. So my message for you is very, very simple. Do you at times in your life feel like you don't know where our Lord is? Do you feel a little afraid now or for the future? Do you wonder if Jesus will come back? Do you tremble at all? Or are you confused? These are the emotions of Easter. And these emotions of Easter are an opportunity to still have hope, to still believe, like we heard about John in the gospel. And then, when we experience our Lord, that hope is confirmed. Then when we experience our Lord, we receive life and light and goodness and all the promises of Easter. And so, that is why we are here. The resurrection is a person. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection." We're not here to cultivate an historical event. We're here to nurture a relationship with that person, the resurrection. And that's why we just don't come to Mass on Easter. We come all year to experience that presence of Jesus, as they did shortly after the empty tomb. The empty tomb is a start, and our Lord's presence then will confirm what changed the world. Christ, whom they saw alive and whom they saw dead, they will soon begin to see alive. And that is why they were so eager to die for him, because of that truth that we celebrate here. So again, happy Easter. I wish you all the best. Father Ani and I, our clergy, extend our prayers to you. We pray especially for those who may experience a loss, those experiencing the first Easter with the loss of a loved one. I pray for God's comfort upon you. We pray for those who are traveling, those who are away from home, those who are away from their faith. May the power of the resurrected Jesus bring us all into the church, where we will see him and experience his presence here again and again and again. Easter Sunday always affords us the opportunity to renew our baptismal promises. Some of us remember our baptisms, most of us do not. And so the church allows us to relive those promises that often our parents professed for us when we were very, very small. But they're promises that we need to remember again and again and again, and so that stand and renew our baptismal promises.